Country Club FM.
From the official cowbell provider, they are licensed and bonded, Donna and Marlon of Maple Grove. Cowbell. Here today. Ring-a-ding-ding. One ringy-dingy. I'm sure we'll get our fill of the town crier.
Yes, yeah, over the next 3 days.
What's the over-under on whether somebody's going to bring you a new noisemaker today, do you think?
Well, I think we have to go to Watertown, Hooked on Classics.
That's where it's happening.
Yeah,
two
for two. Yeah, that's two for two at Hooked on Classics.
Yeah, you get the cowbell and then the harp.
And people start showing up with moonshine jugs and washboards and a long two-man the saw.
Yes.
You know, play the saw.
Yes.
It could get pretty creative here. And we don't have really enough space here in the Bob studio to bring a whole bunch of things in, like chimes and timpani drums, drums.
We may have to clean out another room somewhere.
Really don't have that kind of room. But if you want to bring them, we've got stuff you want to unload. I don't know. Trumpets and trombones. Clarinet, I don't know. I don't want to use. I'd have to go buy some reeds. I don't want to buy reeds. No. The licorice stick. Tuesday, March 7th, 66th day of the year. Again, we are keeping Neil informed in the history of Hawaii because he's planning a Hawaii trip. How are those plans?
They're still there.
They're still there.
In the works.
Still possible.
Yeah. The flights are the big issue.
Yeah.
Expensive.
And you got to fly through L.A. and then you get to L.A. and it's still a six-hour flight or whatever it is.
I have if you have any history of Scottsdale, Phoenix area, I'll take that too. I do have a trip scheduled.
It's not nearly
there.
As exciting.
That's true.
1848 in Hawaii on this date. I don't know if you knew this, but the Great Mahele was signed. The Great Mahele was signed on this date.
I don't know what that is.
It had something to do with land separation.
Oh, okay.
Separating land in Hawaii, 1848. Did you also know, you probably did, the Austrian Reichstag was dissolved on this date. The Austrian Reichstag dissolved. Mm. Just dissolved. They poured water on it. It was gone.
It was like never happened.
Yeah. It was the lawmaking body, the legislative body of Austria, 1849.
Okay.
1876, a gentleman by the name of Alexander Graham Bell received his patent for the telephone.
Speaking of bells.
1876.
That worked out well.
Yeah. There it is. He's calling. Watson's calling you. 1955, baseball commissioner. Now, Ford Frick said he was in favor of legalizing this. Unfortunately, our health teacher was not. Our health teacher in high school was not. Because, you know, health is boring, so you got to do other things during health class. But our health class teacher was not in favor of legalizing this. But Ford Frick was.
The spitball.
1955. You take those Bic, those slim,
right?
Those Bic
tube pens.
Yeah, those tube pens. You take them apart, and they would become a muzzle loading spitball shooter.
We did. I remember we were watching about an hour long movie, so the room's dark, and a buddy of mine. We took our Bic pens and we spitballed the clock on the wall, which couldn't read the time at the end of the movie.
Those are good times.
We had so many spitball wads.
Kids
stuck
now
to
are
the clock.
They're too busy being on their phones. That's how they circumvent authority now, is they stay on their phone or whatever.
And the best was he was giving a speech. It was speech class. And he wore glasses.
Somebody get one on his glasses?
I did. I stuck one right to the right lens of his glasses right during the middle of his speech. He had to take his glasses off.
That's good aim.
Peel that wad off. And, oh, it was hilarious.
How can you be such a terrible putter?
I know. I'm that kind of a marksman.
The best for us was on the bus. Somebody took a piece of loose leaf paper, the whole paper, stuck it in their mouth, chewed it, pulled it out, and threw it from the back of the bus, and it landed above the bus driver on the little facade up there,
yes,
right next to his mirror. Wow. Might have been might have been our lady bus driver at that time, and it was up there for months.
Wow.
I mean, the thing just stuck there. It hardened. I mean, it was like paper mache at that point.
At that point, yeah.
So I recall that. Those are the good old days.
Good old days.
They don't live them like that anymore.
No.
So that was 1955 that we were, they never did legalize a spitball, by the way. It's still illegal. You can't use Vaseline, you know, you can't use other lubricants and things.
Gaylord Perry was bending the rules.
No petroleum-based products at all.
Vaseline-o ball.
Jalapeno up in your nose and then load it up. Nope, can't do it. That was 1955. 1983 here this date.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to opening night on the Nashville Network. We're having a party.
Oh, I know who that is.
Party with Ralph Emery.
Yes. I'll be hosting Nashville Now, a 90-minute live show you'll be seeing each weeknight here on the Nashville Network. But tonight, our show is not 90 minutes,
no, it's
but
not.
Five, count them, five Whoa. Full hours of spectacular Whoa. Entertainment.
The Nashville Network debuted on this day, 1983.
Five hours of live.
That was good stuff.
That's cool.
Back in 83. Gallons, I'm sure, were involved.
No.
No. It's now, that network is now known as the Spike Channel.
Yeah.
The change of the Spike Channel. There's country music television, but there's very little country music on that. So it's kind of the way it's gone.
Is Great American Country still around? GAC?
GAC, it could be. I don't think I have it on DirecTV.
I don't think
I'll look it up.
TNN, 1983. TNN was great because it showed replays of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Sure.
Had Dukes of Hazzard on there a lot.
Yep.
That was 83. 1985, where were you when you first heard this song? It's Willie, everybody.
As God has shown us, light turning stones to bread,
and so we all must lend a helping hand.
We are.
Willie must have laid off the doobies there because he had to get out of the way of Al Jarreau.
Is that who that was? Yeah.
I've never seen Willie Nelson move that fast.
Yeah.
He had to get out of the way of Al Jarreau. And Willie is a real trooper. I mean, you got to think about Willie here. He was able to persevere despite the botched paper turning of Dionne Warwick.
Oh, yeah.
Dionne Warwick had the paper, and it was on the wrong side. You can see it in the video, and they flip, and Willie was able to work right through it.
Yeah, he's a true
professional.
I mean,
that's what Willie is, and Willie does. And, you know, Kenny Rogers was a part of it. Waylon was, and then he wasn't. Then he came back. Then there's Dan Aykroyd in the back. He's stuck in the back with Lindsey Buckingham.
Go
and
figure.
One-third of the Pointer Sisters.
Right.
But it was historic.
And, it was indeed.
They have raised over $63 million. From USA for Africa and We Are the World. Most of that right about that time in 85 when they released it. And a lot of stations stopped and played that song all at the same time.
Yes.
1985, We Are the World. 1987, Mike Tyson became champ on this date.
For the new WBA, WBC.
A runaway points victory then, isn't it? For Mike Tyson.
Tyson. That was the unification of the two titles.
Yeah, it was unanimous, and obviously that TV announcer doesn't know how to lay out and let the announcer do the announcing.
Right.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's not doing it anymore.
No.
He lost his job.
He's on the bar.
He's Australian or English.
Yeah.
What's he doing calling boxing?
No idea. What
where,
is
was,
he...
where was the fight doctor?
Right.
Or Marv Albert or somebody.
Right.
Mike Tyson beat James Bone Crusher Smith, claiming the World Boxing Council heavyweight title.
And
youngest
the world
heavyweight
boxing
champion.
And then WBA.
The youngest heavyweight champion in boxing history.
Pretty good.
In 87, 99, Stanley Kubrick died at the age of 70. The Shining, 2001 Space Odyssey, 99. 2000 on this date, Pee Wee King passed away.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, quarter to 10. Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slow pole?
That's good country right there.
That is country.
Why can't you hasten when you see the time's a-wasting? You're a slow pole.
Pee Wee King died in Louisville, Kentucky. He was 86 years old.
Was that song named after the slowpoke sucker?
It very well could have been.
That long,
slow
hard
poke.
caramel on a stick.
Those were tough.
Yeah, those were rough.
Many people lost a tooth.
Yeah, those are tough.
You bite into that, and then all of a sudden the molar's stuck in the candy, and it's no longer in its socket.
Yeah, that's
so Pee Wee King died on this date in 2000. Also on this date, Paul Winfield, stage, film, TV actor Paul Winfield, died on this date of a heart attack. He's been in a lot of things, but I remember him best as the captain of the USS Reliant in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan.
We go.
Where's Dr. Marcus? Where are the Genesis materials?
He couldn't find them. Even the data banks were empty.
Erased.
He tortured those people. But none of them would tell him anything. He went wild. He slit their throats.
He did.
He wanted to tear the place apart.
He was looking for rich Corinthian leather is what he was looking for on regular one. He's the captain of the U.S. I can't remember. Was it Captain Russell? I'm trying to think of what his name was, but he was the one. He had the little creatures in his in his brain and then through his ear.
That's just one of the nastiest things I've seen in film.
He's the one who, I don't know you, Khan, but you, Mr. Chekhov. But anyway, he passed away. Paul Winfield, he was how old? 62
young
on this
man.
Date, 2004.
Yeah,
2011.
Died of a heart attack.
2011, Charlie Sheen had kind of gone bonkers by this point. Yep. Warner Brothers announced that it had terminated its services with actor Charlie Sheen.
Come Wednesday morning, they're going to rename it to Charlie Brothers and not Warner Brothers. Duh. Winning.
He was good at that winning stuff, and he had tiger blood and the whole thing.
Yeah.
The 2.5 Men show was never the same. They tried with what's-his-name, Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. Shortly after the announcement, Sheen climbed to the roof of an office building in Beverly Hills where he waved a machete.
He went off the rails.
He declared himself, free at last. I'm free at last. What he did with that machete.
My God.
2016, a year ago, Peyton Manning announced his retirement. Why not? He just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do now, Peyton Manning? He's not going to Disney World. No. He's retiring.
Doing insurance commercials now.
He's still busy. Nationwide is on.
Did pretty well for himself.
Chicken parm, you taste so good. 2016 tennis star Maria Sharapova announced that she had failed a drug test at the Australian Open. She is banned from tennis for 2 years. She's out of here.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Willard Scott, 83, your Today Show weatherman.
However, things will be cooler along the coast today and cooler in general in the Northwest tomorrow. Now, here's what's happening in your world this a.m.
Yeah, hey, what are you doing there, Willard Scott?
He's still 17 years from showing up on a Smucker's jar.
Yeah, he's not going to be on the Smucker's octogenarian, centenarian. He used to do the 100-year-old birthdays.
100
there
and
on the
beyond.
Show. Willard Scott, he's 83.
Ooh, he was like Smucker's.
At one time, he was Ronald McDonald. He was also Bozo the Clown at one time.
What a career.
Scott. That's a good career. He made a lot of money.
See what Wollenhaus could still do?
Yes.
He could still be Bozo.
He could be Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, he is kind of a Bozo.
Many meteorologists are.
Yeah.
Daniel J. Trevante, 77 today.
I don't have too many words, people.
Evidently.
This is going to be a difficult day.
It's a tough day at Hill Street Blues.
Yeah. I know the caution Phil would urge on you.
Where's Ed Marinaro?
Be careful out there.
That was the episode where Phil Esterhaus, who was the captain, or he was like the sergeant. He was the guy always they meet, and then he was the guy. He was the guy from Longest Yard. Michael Conrad was his name.
I think so.
He was the coach from the Longest Yard. He actually died in real life, and then they wrote it into the script. And that was the episode that Daniel J. Trevante, as Captain Farrillo, let his troops know that he had passed away. Daniel J. Trevante. 77 today. Michael Eisner, top Disney executive. I'm sure he's done quite well for himself.
Mm-hmm.
He thanks Mickey left and right.
Yeah, for sure.
And maybe even Minnie.
I would think
Minnie probably had a piece, had something to do with it, too. Michael Eisner is 75 today. Do you know this song?
Years go by, I'm looking through a girl's magazine.
Jay Giles, man, for sure.
On the pages in between. My blood runs.
Peter Wolf, who is the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band. Must Have Got Lost, Freeze Frame.
Centerfold.
This one is Centerfold. Peter Wolf, he is 71. Happy birthday.
Love him, I love him, I love him. And where he goes, I'll follow. I will follow him.
Little Peggy March. I will follow him. She is 69 today.
Huh. Okay.
Happy birthday to her. That's a gigantic kick. Tennis star. He was as good as they came. He didn't have a lot of success in the majors because he would run into Bjorn Borg. He'd run into John McEnroe. He'd run into Boris Becker. I'm talking about Ivan Lendl.
Oh, sure.
Ivan, I can do an impersonation of him. He goes, come on, guys. It was clearly out. Clearly out. Come on, guys. That's how he would complain.
Mm-hmm.
McEnroe would be throwing a fit.
Right.
Swearing up and down. Ivan Lendl would say, come on, guys. He was born in the state 1960, so he's 57 today for Ivan Lendl. A couple of former Pittsburgh Steelers Hall of Famers sharing their birthday on the same day. You've got running back Franco Harris and Hall of Famer and ballet artist Lynn Swan is 65 today.
Both pretty talented guys.
Yeah. Lynn Swan, that catch he made in the Super Bowl against the Cowboys, still one of the greatest ever.
And Franco Harris on the immaculate reception there.
Still controversial still to this day. Yes. Don't talk to the Oakland Raiders about it. Lynn Swan, 65, and Franco Harris, 67. Bryan Cranston.
Jesse, you asked me if I was in the meth business or the money business. Neither. I'm in the Empire business.
There he is from Breaking Bad.
Best
again, a show that I
ever.
Never watched. I
really?
Got to get into that. No, that's one of my binge-watching.
So good.
That'll be one of my binge-watching shows when I have my double knee replacement in 15
right.
years. So
right.
hopefully they still have shows online at that time. Hopefully Hulu is still around. Bryan Cranston, he was Malcolm in the Middle. He was Seinfeld. He was Whatley, the dentist.
Oh,
Whatley,
yeah.
the dentist, a recurring character on Seinfeld. And did I mention Malcolm in the Middle? I
yes,
believe I did.
Bryan
Cranston is 61. Have you read 50 Shades of Grey? That's a book
yes,
right up
I
your
have.
Right up your alley, Neil.
It's about baseball.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, then I'll read it. I heard different things about it. I haven't gotten to it yet.
Author L. James.
And I didn't see the movie either.
L. James is 54. You read it, Brittany? I know my wife
read it
as well.
It's written terribly, though.
Oh, it is.
So,
huh?
yeah, very bad.
It's just sensationalism and... Sex and violence.
It's an interesting story, I guess, but it was taken off of like online forums and then put into book form, so it's very poorly written grammatically, I guess.
Oh, that's a shame.
It gets to me when I'm reading it.
L. James is 54. Wanda Sykes, she's a comedian, 53.
Oh my God, are you okay? What happened to you?
The guy I picked up at the wedding was an immigration officer. He's trying to ship me back to the Bahamas.
Oh, that's horrible. I had a bad time, too. Papa Jeff is engaged.
Engaged? After you wasted 15 minutes of your life on him. Man, I feel guilty even talking about being forced to marry my cellmate in a prison ceremony.
There she is, a Julia Louis-Dreyfus in The New Adventures of Old Christine.
Mm.
Wanda Sykes, actress and comedian. You can see her in the show Blackish right now.
Okay.
If you want to, tune it in. It's on ABC. Check your local listings. It's a funny show. Don't shake your head, Neil. It's a funny show.
Okay.
Wanda Sykes is 53. And let's go to The Office because this is the gal. If you go to The Office, she's the one who would answer the phone.
Michael Scott's Thunder Mifflin Scranton Meredith Palmer Memorial. Celebrity Rabies Awareness Fun Run Race for the Cure. This is Pam.
There she is. She was Pam. And everybody who watched The Office wanted Pam to get with Jim. And eventually they did.
Right, they did. Okay.
Jenna Fisher from The Office. She's 43 today. Happy birthday.
All right. Gone but not forgotten. It's a rather mundane list. Composer Maurice Ravel, he gave us Bolero. You remember that? Boy, that's, I can see where he'd be known for that. I mean, that's...
You don't recognize that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's very popular. Yeah. That melody right there, that part of the song has been used in many things.
Yes. 1875 for Ravel. It's Academy Award-winning actress Anna Magnani.
Speaking of clarinet, there's some clarinet in there.
There's a little licorice stick. She won Oscar for the movie The Rose Tattoo.
There's some flute.
She was also in The Miracle, some others.
Do you sense some kazoo in there at all? Do we need the kazoo?
Does it need a little kazoo?
It
needs some cowbell,
yeah,
certainly.
Okay.
The guy who was with the Nat King Cole Trio was a jazz musician, but musician rather, by the name of Lee Young. He was born on this day, 1917. I told you it was Lean.
He would play Yaz flute.
Oh, well, there you
go.
Played
some Yaz flute.
Yaz flute. James Broderick, father of Matthew Broderick, but
yeah,
he had some television credit of his own, including the program Family, who was born on this day, 1927. She had a meltdown, and she was responsible for Maybelline doing so well in Mascara.
Oh, gosh, yeah. She was over-makeuped.
She was over-makeuped, for sure. Tammy Faye Baker.
And then she would cry, and then it became a natural disaster.
She looked like a member of KISS.
Looked like the Exxon Valdez in Prince William Sound every time she'd cry.
She started crying.
That mascara started running. Look out.
Yeah, it was.
Like oil slick.
It was an oil slick. Tammy Faye Baker, former PTL club, her and her husband, Jimmy Baker, he fooled around. And
well, Jim Baker, he got tired of going to bed with somebody who looked like the Joker from Batman.
Right. He went elsewhere. 1942, she's on the Gone But Not Forgotten. And a guy, are you familiar with the rock group Love?
They didn't have any hits.
They didn't have any hit
no.
Love?
No, I don't think so, actually.
Never heard of them? Okay, we're not going to mention this guy. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Okay, just a couple of facts. The Great American Country Channel is still running, and I can't verify this, but they say country music comprises at least 50% of it still.
Okay.
Which is pretty surprising.
We commend them.
Yeah.
And also, Paul Winfield's character in Star Trek was Starfleet Captain Clark Terrell.
Terrell, that was
the USS
it. Captain
Reliant.
Terrell. Who would eventually take his own life because those little creatures in his brain just made him go wacky and crazy and everything. So there you go. That's the almanac. Thank you, Neil.
It was good.
Thank you, Brittany.
You're welcome.
Your fact-checking continues to be stellar.
Thanks.
You complimented me on my suits. I'll compliment you on your fact-checking. Mary Chapin Carpenter now, Bob FM. Go.